Hello everyone, I'm Xinyue Hu from Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, work with Dr. Finkelstein. I'm gonna present our study about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, as an independent risk factor for cancer. We find evidence of a strong association between COPD and cancer, implying that patients with COPD are 2.2 times the probability of having cancer compared with those without COPD. In the 2008 Behavioral Risk Factor Civilian System, we selected participants who smoked cigarettes more than 100 in their entire lives and aged or more than 14 years old as a study population. Participants developed any type of cancer after 14 years old were in the case group. Otherwise, cancer-free participants were in the control group. The critical method we used in this study is individual case control match at a 1-to-1 ratio, intended to eliminate confounding by the matching factor, for example, age, race, gender and smoke duration in this study. As we can see in Table 1, we compared the demographic distribution between the original population and the case control matched sample. In the matched sample, the prevalence of cancer cases, 56% of subjects with COPD were diagnosed with cancer, while 48.3% of subjects without COPD developed cancer. The odds is about 1.2 and statistically significant. Method for analyzing matched case control study on utilizing conditional logistic regression model provide conditional estimate of the odds ratio. In Table 2, the conditional logistic regression suggests the probability of having cancer for COPD patients was 2.17 times the probability of those without COPD, adjusting for marital status, education, income, BMI, drinking, and exercise status. 95% confidence interval is from 1.29 to 3.65, which doesn't contain zero, so the result is statistically significant. Many publications focus on the association between COPD and lung cancer, but our study implies the existence of COPD is an independent risk factor for the development of cancer. Thank you.